Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Greetings all, how's it going? This is Wild Man Joe here for another Apple Viz podcast. It's been a while since I've been on Apple Viz, actually. I think the last time I was on Apple Viz was when I still lived in Colorado. And of course, now I am in Phoenix. And let me just go on record by saying I hate Arizona summers. Anyway, that is not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to demonstrate an app that I think is really cool. And because of football season, I figured it was appropriate. And this app is called Pro Football Radio. It is a $2 purchase from the App Store. And basically what it allows you to do is stream every single NFL game throughout the season. Now, this app is no way affiliated with the NFL. I don't know exactly how it works in terms of streaming. You know, I believe what it just does is it goes out and it picks up all the local station feeds and just aggregates them into one nice streaming app. And it's really nice because you can listen to both the home and away feeds of every team, which is pretty sweet. Now, before we go any further, I just want to say that I am not a stats guy, so some of the things I'm going to be showing you in this app are not things that I understand, but for the hardcore football fans out there, you guys will understand. I am more of a casual fan. I do enjoy watching football. I, of course, use it as an excuse to have a good time with friends or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you're going to hear some things as I demonstrate it that I am not going to really understand, so I'm going to leave that to the hardcore football fans out there. In any case, I think this app is great. I also like it because I, right now, do not have a working Sirius radio. I have a subscription, but I don't have a working Sirius radio, so this kind of takes the place of that. But it's nice to use when you're on the go as well. So without further ado, I'm going to stop rambling and actually get into what is important. So I'm going to show you three tabs that I think are going to be important. The Teams tab, the Schedules tab, and the Scores tab. This app is fully accessible with VoiceOver. There are no issues as far as I can tell. The other two tabs I'm not going to show you, actually there are a few issues, are the Podcast tab, and then there's the Info tab, which just gives information about the application itself. The Podcast tab, I've actually had a hard time getting to work properly. You're supposed to be able to listen to podcasts from like ESPN and stuff, but I've never got it to work. So for me personally, it doesn't bother me, but some of you might take interest in that. And if you find something that works, then by all means, share it. So here we are. I'm already in the app. Now, one thing I want to tell you about the app is that occasionally when you open the app, it's going to say things like the schedule has been updated or the team list has been updated. All you have to do is click the OK button and you'll be on your way. It updates occasionally to keep up with everything that's going on. So on the bottom of the application, there are five tabs from left to right. We have
selected, team list, tab, 1 of 5. Schedules, tab, 2 of 5.
Team list and schedules.
Scores, tab, 3 of 5.
Scores.
Podcasts, tab, 4 of 5. Info, tab,
podcasts,
5 of 5.
And info. We're going to start on the Teams tab, which is on the bottom left of the screen.
Selected, team list, tab,
and
1 of 5.
And since it's already selected, I don't have to worry about it. I am, however, going to go to the top of the screen with a four-finger single tap because I want to show you how the app is laid out.
Team list, heading.
Okay, so here we are. And as you swipe to the right, you're going to get some pretty basic controls here. You're going to get
update stations button.
So you can update the stations manually if you want to. Usually you don't have to do this. In fact, I don't think I ever have.
Label. Table index, adjustable.
Okay, so here is a table index and it goes by letter.
Capital A, heading.
So we start in the A heading.
Arizona Cardinals.
And of course we have the Arizona Cardinals.
More info, Arizona, Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
More info, capital B, heading, Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens.
More info,
Buffalo Bills, so on and so forth. So, and it's not going to go through every single letter of the alphabet because obviously we don't have teams that start with every single letter. We can pick any team we want and listen to their feed. Basically, all you do is double tap on the team you want to hear, and then you're going to see several stations for each team, and I'll get to that in a second. What I want to do is demonstrate this right now because we have preseason games happening, and I know that most football people don't care a lot about preseason, but still, this is a great time to demonstrate the app because we have games going on. So let's go to the next tab, which is the Schedules tab.
Selected. Schedules. Tab. 2 of 5.
All right, so here we are on the Schedules. Now, this part is pretty cool because from the top of the screen,
Schedules. Heading.
If you swipe to the right,
Update Schedule.
You'll
button.
Get the Update Schedule.
Team. Cancel equals all. Search field.
Okay, so this is neat. If you double tap on the search field here, you can literally look at your team's schedule. So, for example,
search field is editing. Team,
and I'm just going to type in Denver.
Capital F. Capital D. Capital D. B. B. N. N. V. V. B. B. R.
Okay, so then I'm going to click. I'm going to double tap the search button in the bottom right.
Search. Info. Tab. 5 of 5.
Now, this is really neat. So I'm going to start from the top of the screen again.
Schedules. Heading.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Update schedule. Denver. Search field. Clear text. Cancel. Table index. Adjustable. Friday, August 142015. Heading.
Okay, Friday, August 14th, 2015. Okay, so obviously that date has already passed, but yet we can still see the schedule. So let's move to the right.
Denver at Seattle, 9 p.m. CST.
And I'm happy to say that Denver beat Seattle. That makes me happy. So all you Seattle fans, well, you'll get over it.
Saturday, August.
You guys had your victory in the Super Bowl.
Heading.
Okay, so then we have today, which is Saturday, August 22nd. And we actually do have a game going on right now.
Denver at Houston, 7 p.m. CST.
So, of course, being in Arizona, I have to take 2 hours off. So that game has already started here, which is fine. We're probably still in the first quarter, maybe just going into the second. Let's keep going.
Saturday, August 2-9, San Francisco at Denver, 8 p.m. CST.
So I can literally look at the whole season just because I typed Denver in the search field. And, of course, each day has its own heading.
Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. Heading. Arizona at Denver, 8 p.m. CST. Sunday, September 132015. Baltimore at Denver, 3:25 p.m. CST.
So you can do that with any team. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
Schedules. Update. Denver. Search. Clear text.
Because I do want to show you another way to use this.
Cancel. Dimmed. Button. Cancel. Dimmed. Clear text.
Clear
button.
Text.
Search field. Is edit. Cancel.
Cancel.
Button. Cancel. Dimmed. Schedules. Heading.
Okay. Now, check this out.
Swipe
to
schedule.
The right.
Button.
Actually, what I'm going to do is something easier. I'm going to use the headings part of the rotor.
Words. Characters. Heading. Contain. Hints. Headings. Thursday. August. 1-3-2. Friday. August. 1-4-2. Saturday. August. 1-5. Sunday. August. 1-6-2. Thursday, August, 2-0-2-0-1-5. Friday, August, Saturday, August, 2-2-2-0-1-5.
Okay, so here we are in the Saturday heading. That's today. Now I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the right.
Baltimore at Philadelphia, 6 p.m. CST.
Okay, so that game's in progress.
Miami at Carolina, 6 p.m. CST. Chicago at Indianapolis, 6:30 p.m. CST. Jacksonville at New York, 6:30 p.m. CST. New England at New Orleans, 6:30 p.m. CST. Denver at Houston, 7 p.m. CST.
So, of course, I have to, as I mentioned, I take 2 hours off because Arizona never changes the time zone. Okay, so now that we know that Denver is playing, let's go back to the team list tab.
Selected. Team. Selected. Team list. Tab.
Okay.
1 of 5.
So, here we are in the team list tab, and we're actually going to find the Denver game because we know that Denver is playing right now.
Green Bay Packers, Capital, Denver, Dallas Cowboys, Denver Broncos.
Double tap.
Stations, team list, back button.
Okay, stations. So this is really kind of cool. There's usually, you know, 2 to 3 to 5 stations in here depending on the team you pick. So for example, if one station starts buffering really bad, you can go to another station and find its feed and things like that. Usually, the primary one that broadcasts it is 850 KOA. So I'm going to start from station one here.
Station two. Station one.
It's just in a nice list, and then you just double tap whatever station might be playing. You think it might be on. So let's start with number one.
Broadcast stations. Back button.
Look at that.
First down, Texans with 4:19 and counting here in the first half.
You know, it's interesting the way they used David Bruton in this defense, not unlike what Jack Del Rio did a year ago.
All right, so we have that.
He's a big, long, strong guy. They play him kind of in the middle of the secondary.
By the way, they changed the holding call to Kayvon Webster. So Shaq
nice.
Barrett
okay.
got
so
his answer.
Let's go back.
First
here.
Down, Houston.
All right, let's
at the
see
Denver
what they're
48
do here.
Shotgun. As Hoyer tries to set up the screen, it is bobbled and dropped, and will be an incomplete pass.
Woo-hoo!
Ball hit Jonathan Grimes right in the hands. He couldn't catch it, and then it bounced backwards, and there was a scramble to make it, but it was a forward pass. Josh Watson had
selected.
Nice pressure
stations.
There by the Broncos.
Station
so, yeah, so we got 10. The Denver Broncos game.
Yeah,
now
Grimes
let's go
like
ahead and
station
just
five.
Go to station two just
station,
for fun.
Station three. Station two. Running back position. Select broadcast.
By
stations.
The Broncos.
Back button.
Second down and 10.
See, so
yeah,
we
Grimes
have another
would like
feed.
To have that one back. There's a really good competition without Eric
I like
Foster
this one because
lineup,
it has
that
better
back
audio.
Position. Everybody
it's not
really trying
as
to
much.
Make a play. Alfred Blue is the guy that's taken the lead role, but Grimes would like to see his playing time increase.
The incomplete pass stops the clock with 3:48 to go first half. Hoyer under center on second and 10. Three-step drop.
Denver Bronx stations. Back button.
By Kayvon Webster. Webster jumped up and went almost over the top of Hoyer, but held on and pulled down the...
Team list. Back button.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and...
Line. It's a loss of 5, 3rd and 15. You said you had similar surgery to what Arian...
I can't get it to stop.
Hitting.
I did.
Info.
I had it
tap. Podcast. Scores. Schedule. More info. Selected. Station 2.
Took a couple of months.
The pause. Double tap with two fingers play. Does button. Not work in this case. So let's go try another team. I happen to know that... let's pick the Patriots, for example.
Selected.
Selected. Go to team
list. Team list. Selected. Team list. Tab. 1. Capital G. Heading. Green Bay. Cap. Houston Texans. More. Cap. In.
Let's
more
find
info. Indianapolis Colts.
The New
budget,
England.
Capital G. Jacksonville Jaguars. More. In. Capital K. Kansas City Chiefs. More. In. Capital M. Heading. Miami. More. In. Minnesota Vikings. More. In. Capital N. NY Giants. More info. NY Jets. More. In. New England Patriots.
Double tap.
Stations. Team list. Station 3.
Station 1.
Station 1. Select. Broadcast. Stations.
ENLA 710.
Back on the Angels Radio Network pregame show. It's time now to check out the Jeep out.
All right, so we have this is not the feed that we're looking
by
for.
Finding your freedom with a new Jeep Grand SUV.
Stations. Back button. Team list. Back button.
We're talking about the Angels. That is certainly not a football team.
With great deals.
Station
let's
five.
Go to station two.
Station two. Run down what's happening. Select broadcast stations. Back button.
All right. Still no go here.
New England Patriots.
Radio, bringing you directly to the biggest events in sports.
Center field, well hit, Hunter back.
Let's see.
Out of here.
From opening day of baseball.
From the plate, safe at the plate.
Right through the World Series.
For the third time.
I don't think this is going to be the right feed.
The San Francisco Giants are the champions of the baseball world.
Whether it's LeBron.
New England Patriots. Stations. Back button.
Let's try
team
number
list.
Three.
Back button. Station five. Station. Station three. Station three. Broadcast. Stations. Back button.
Sometimes it's hard to find a good station. I have seen times where you may not find the game on one feed, but you can
drive
find it on a different
demo
feed.
Days is coming to a John Deere dealer near you. This is your chance to test drive the latest John Deere and competitive equipment. Get coupons.
Station 3. New England Patriots.
All right, so
broadcast.
I'm not going to
stations.
Spend too much time looking for stations here. But you get the
status.
Idea.
Pause. Button.
Let's click pause,
pause.
Here. So
play. Button.
You can do this with any team. So now let's go ahead and concentrate a little bit on the scores tab. Now this is the part where I was saying that some of you hardcore football fans will understand this better than I will. But this is kind of cool because you can, in the scoring tab, you can look at how your team is doing in a particular game and you can follow the scores live, which is nice. So I'm going to go ahead and click the third tab to the right. We'll double tap that, which is the scoring tab.
Selected, schedule, scores, tab, 3 of 5. Back. Button. Live score. Refresh.
So
button.
Live scores. Here we go.
Banner. Menu. ESPN. Heading level 1. Login. Link. Live scores. Navigation. NFL. News. Link. Now.
This
scores.
Tab
Visited.
Is a little Link. Tricky to navigate. There's a lot of clutter to it. I mean, it's doable, but there's just a lot of clutter. So you just kind of have to swipe until you can find what you're looking for.
More closed fist. Link.
I love that. More closed fist. Sounds appropriate for football, right?
Get. Image. About Palpo Media Ads. Click here. NFL scoreboard. Closed fist. 2000. Closed fist. Preseason week 2. Auto update. On. Saturday, August 22nd. Heading level 2.
Here we go. Oh, it's a heading. Okay, nice.
Gamecast. Link. 7. 1. 3rd. Table start. Gamecast. Link.
Come on.
Click here. Link. Image. End. Closed fist. Saturday. Gamecast. 9. Table end. Gamecast. Link.
This is what I'm talking about.
Page 2 of 4. Gamecast. Link. 2. Gamecast. Link. 2. 8. Second. Table start.
2. 8. Second.
Den. Link. Image. Broncos. Heading level 2. Link. 7. How. Link. Texans. Heading level 2. 0. Table end. Conversation. Link. 7 p.m. MT. Table start. NFL. SD.
Yeah,
Link.
It's
image.
The scores tab, I think they've changed a little bit. It was a little bit easier to read last year.
Chargers. Heading level 2. 1-0. Airy. Link. Cardinals. Heading level 2. 0-1. Table end. Thursday, August 20th. Heading level 2. Info. Gamecast. Link. Page 3 of 4. Conversation. Link. Team list. Schedule. Select. Conversation.
Last year, it was kind of nice because it had the score. Each game was in a heading, and it would say something to the effect of, like, Den 1, Seattle 2, or C2. You knew what the abbreviation was, and you could get a quick update, but now they've changed the scoring tab just a little bit, so.
0-2. Table. Converse. 10 a.m. MT. NFL. GB. Link. Packers. Heading level 2. Link. 1-0. Pitt. Link. Steelers. Heading level 2. 0-2.
So still does the abbreviation thing, but...
Containers. Headings. Rams. Heading level 2. Link. Titans. Heading level 2. 0-1. Table end.
So I'm not quite sure. Oh, you know what? I wonder if it's the record. 0-1. So they've 1-0. Ooh, I need to... Let's find this out.
Titans. Rams. Steelers, Packers, Sunday, Chiefs, Seahawks, heading level
here.
2, Jets, heading level 2, Falcons, heading Friday, Browns, Bills, Redskins, Lions, Cardinal, Chargers, Texans, Broncos, Raiders, Vikings, Broncos, heading level 2, Link, 7, How, Link, Image, Texans, heading level 2, 0, Table End, Conversation, Link, 7 p.m. MT,
yeah,
Table
see,
Start.
It's crazy, but anyway... The podcast tab and the more and the info tab. The info tab, really, there's not much to it. It just tells you that the app is not affiliated with the NFL or anything like that. And then the podcast tab, as I mentioned, is not really that accessible either. I think the first two tabs are the most important, which is your scheduling and your teams. Just for the fun of it, let's see what Arizona is doing. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to the team list.
Team list, tab, selected, team list, tab,
we're
1 of 5.
We're going to find the Arizona game.
Selected, team list, Minnesota Vikings. Row 7 to 15 of 32, rows 1 to 9 of Baltimore Ravens, Atlanta Falcons, Arizona Cardinals.
Double tap that.
Stations, team list, station 3, station 1.
Station 1.
Select broadcast, stations, back button.
This doesn't seem promising. Let's try station 2.
Arizona Cardinals.
It's Sam Adams summer ale season. I
love Ooh,
summer ale.
Yeah.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus.
Station 1.
Refreshing. It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
Dang straight.
Be great for cookouts.
I actually have a summer ale in my
this
fridge.
Is the experience for a Sam Adams. Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer.
Stations. Back button. Team list. Back button. Station 4. Station 2.
Let's go to station 2.
Because I know you're going to love
broadcast.
It. So,
stations.
Try it. Back button. Email me at burnsy@arizonasports.com. If you love it, tell me why, and I'll pick my favorite email and give you premium tickets to go to a game. Go to aznypdpizza.com for the one nearest you.
Howdy, folks. Tex Earnhardt.
It's possible that these are just commercial breaks. We're just catching the game during a commercial break.
Lloyd Wright, and buy a new Elantra for $119.
Stations. Back button.
Sometimes you just have to do a lot of guesswork.
Station 5. Station 3. Broadcast. Stations. Back button.
How many people do you have like that around the world and around the country?
Yeah, we've got over a million.
Status. Pause. Station 3. Pause. Button. Pause.
One thing I've noticed that's kind of interesting is if you have a station that is not broadcast, like let's say, for example, it's Monday morning, so there's no football. You could actually listen to a station, still listen to a station feed from that particular city. So it's interesting because, like, you can just listen to whatever station you want to that's in the list that's actually working. So in any case, I hope you guys enjoyed this. There's not really much more to talk about. And as you guys just found out, and as I found out at the same time, the scoring tab is not what I remember it to be. So, in any case, there is Pro Football Radio. I hope you guys really enjoy it. I do. I really, really like it. It's just lots of fun. And that is that. See you guys next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.